So a couple of people did actually make a request, asked me to explain why I was frustrated with Christopher Alexander's timeless way of building. But I'm actually having more difficulty talking about this than anticipated, because of course I keep going back to the book, finding more passages that catch at the consciousness yet frustrate. But I will eventually be able to work through this. So we open the book at random, and we are starting here. The entrance transition pattern. You can see it does not follow the letter of the pattern. The transition isn't between the street and the front door. It is inside the front door. To make sense of the design, it was necessary to follow the spirit of the pattern, not the letter. So what is really happening is that there is a feeling for a certain kind of morphology, which is geometrical in character, but which is a feeling, not a precisely statable, mathematically precise relationship. A pulsating, fluid, but nonetheless definite entity swims in your mind's eye. It is a geometrical image. It is far more than knowledge of the problem. It is knowledge of the problem coupled with the knowledge of the kinds of geometrics which will solve the problem, coupled with the feeling which is created by that kind of geometry solving the problem. It is above all a feeling, a morphological feeling, which cannot be exactly stated, can only be crudely hinted at by any one precise formulation, but is at the heart of every pattern. Then, once you discover a fluid field of relationships like this, you must redefine it as an entity to make it operational. It is only when you do this that it becomes useful operational instruction. Now you can tell a person to build one of those. Remember that our patterns are the building blocks in terms of which we see the world. Kitchen, sidewalk, high-rise office building, these are the patterns of our time, and our world is made of them. New patterns must be the new building blocks which we wish to build, the mental building blocks with which we want to see the world. So you can see why I'm having such existential difficulty with this. You can see it in the beginning, iterating all the way through the quality of the name. That's fine. You can describe something which can be felt, yet you can't. Oh, I ran out of words.